It's Friday, folks, the end to another week. This is Dave Bauer, Senior Marketing Analyst for Provemi. And before we start the weekend, I'll recap some pork industry and market highlights, and I'll also list some of the things to think about as we prepare for next week. Not only is it Friday, it's show day. All week long, exhibitors have been anxiously waiting and eyeing up the competition, up at the crack of dawn, bringing the animals in from the tie-out, passing through the wash rack, blowers blowing, tails being teased, hustle here, hustle there. One steer took some 4-H'er for a run through the south side of the barn, but Sonny and Ray caught him before he got out the door. All the typical scenes and sounds of show day, right? This week, I was able to catch the hot rod tractor pull. Wow, have they come a long way from the tractor passing by and each 10 feet or so somebody stepping onto the sled. The pull was capped off with an exhibition run of a super stock semi-truck that ran a full pull like no tractor had been able to. And my favorite, I watched the gentle giant horse hitches as a judge narrowed it down to that beautiful team of Clydesdales. But what was missing? What made this different than last year? Well, the first part in the show barn, I was simply reminiscing days of old. And the tractor pull and the hitches, well, they were all watched virtually on RFD TV. The year is 2020, and due to the global pandemic, children across the country are missing their county fairs. But not to worry, I am hearing of some states that have been able to keep their tradition going, and for that, I'm glad, because there's just no replacing the experience of show day. But I digress and return to the news of the week. Hog plants have put together a second week in a row of kills over 2.5 million head, hanging around that 92% of capacity level, while processing utilization follows in the mid-80% range, catching up a little bit each week. Cash hog and pork product trends have stabilized, and hog futures have made a respectable stand here, and at the very least, have created a short-term technical bottom through a 13-session, 13% rally off recent lows. USDA weekly pork export sales of 38,500 metric tons were up 22% versus last week and up 16% versus the four-week average. Mexico led the purchase party with 10,100 metric tons, or 26%, followed by China with 8,000 metric tons, or 21% of the total. China led weekly shipments category, taking 42%, or 12,300 metric tons of the total 29,300 metric tons shipped. And just as the county fair goes hand-in-hand with hot summer days, weather watching and pollination season are coming fast. So even with daily export sales of corn to China reaching record levels, a moderating weather pattern and timely rains have dampened the recent 12% rally in corn and 8% rally in beans. But don't worry, the weather can change quickly. And on the topic of forward profitability, well, anytime we see values improve, as we have this past week, it helps to improve the forward outlook. But in these challenging times, maybe the best producers can hope for in the short term is to talk about focusing on reducing losses rather than receiving profits. When we see the bull spreads take hold, like they have this week, where the lead contract August Hogs is now premium the second contract October by $1.50 to $1.80, this is a good sign. But the journey to profitability will be long, and we've a backlog of market-ready hogs to get through before we can think about positive returns. The one encouraging thing that I've heard this week are that there are some small signs of slowing down production that I'm starting to see along the way. Don't misunderstand, we will still have strong numbers and need to see slaughter and processing run at full capacity, whatever that is. But if we have started reducing placements, even just slightly, over time this will offer some needed relief on fall inventories. But these are simply some early signs and not to be construed as bullish at this time. And what's ahead for next week? Our Provemi teams continue to provide innovative ways to manage performance and the technical support to monitor progress. They remain dedicated to help customers make smart decisions throughout these challenging times. So lean on your trusted advisors to help you think through the best scenarios for your business and continue to be proactive in your day-to-day efforts. These are unusual times, and it will pay dividends to be prepared. At Provemi, we strive to give you the information you need to run a more precise pork system So if you have questions or comments on this week's podcast, I'd love to hear from you. Reach out to me by clicking on the Ask Dave button on your Feedstuffs Precision Pork Podcast landing page. Thanks for listening, and make sure you plan today for tomorrow's success.